Welcome back here on the program here on Sports Radio 810 WHB as we continue our coverage here at Radio Row. Super Bowl 52, one of the guys you'll hear on our airwaves, courtesy of our friends at Westwood One. He'll be part of the broadcast with our good buddy Kevin Harlan. You know, KC, Kevin Harlan, he's one of our own. He'll be calling the game. Mike Holmgren, Super Bowl championship head coach, will be keeping him in line.
Well, that's a full-time job.
Yes, it is. It is a full-time job. Coach, thanks for your time today. It's great to talk to you. How does it feel? I always like the guys. I always think it'd be really cool to be one of the guys walking around with your own championship ring. It's pretty good feeling when you roll around here with that thing on your finger?
It is. You know, the ring is very, very special. Even with the players, you know, for years and years, the players get paid a lot of money and they play. But it's been my experience. The players with the ring, they look at that ring and they have that ring forever and ever. And it means something to them and they pass it down to their kids. It's special.
It is a place you're very familiar with, too. Three times as a head coach, one of only a handful of coaches to take two different teams to this game. Of course, winning it with the Green Bay Packers, but part of going to it with the San Francisco 49ers on your way up to becoming a head coach. Does it did it get boring? Did it go by fast? Do you remember all of them, or do they all blend together?
No, I think you remember all of them. You know, the ones you really remember are the ones that are tough and you lose.
Yeah.
You know, the winning thing is special. And I think you've heard coaches say that before, that you win and you remember those games, but the tough ones, the ones that kind of stick with you, are the ones, if I'd only done that.
Right.
You know, you might have had a win, but it's special getting here, and then it's super special winning it, you know, and then... I saw Doug Peterson today.
Yeah.
And he played for me in Green Bay. And that was, I'm very proud of him. And that was fun talking with him.
Are you like a dad? I mean, you know, Andy Reid came up with you. We hear your name a lot with Coach Reid in Kansas City. And of course, Doug Peterson, you know, you got to feel kind of like a proud papa, right?
Yeah. You know what? Over the years, as I've competed against and watched the guys that were with me, you know, like Andy Reid or John Gruden or now Doug. Steve Mariucci, any of those guys, you look across the field or you look from the stands, depending how you're doing it, and you go, you know what? I'm proud of those guys. They're like the sons I never had. You know, I had all daughters, so I had some sons.
Right.
So they're like the sons I never had, and I'm happy for them.
So the West Coast offense, you go back, obviously, your ties to Bill Walsh, and he's kind of the father, patriarch of that system, Andy Reid, you know, an offshoot from there to you. To how much has that offense grown? Is there even a West Coast offense anymore, or is everybody pulling the best parts of every offense that's out there?
Well, I think there is. There's a philosophy.
Okay.
And I think people misunderstood the West Coast offense at times. What Bill really did and what I learned from him and Andy and then Doug to a certain extent, I think, is that, you know, the running game, running the football, you hear it all the time, running the football, you got to pound the football, you got to run, which is true, but it doesn't have to be the only thing you do. And so he had one year, Bill, where he didn't have the running game and didn't have the runners, he felt, so he inserted some passes to take the place of some runs in his attack, and they work. Little control passes, you know, 6-7 yard passes, but to keep the chains going. And that was kind of the West Coast offense. But then every coach, myself included, then you learn from Bill Walsh. I added some stuff. Andy was with me. He had some stuff, and it goes right down the line to today's game. A lot more throwing, a lot more open formations on offense, but still the philosophy of using the passing game instead of a couple runs, perhaps.
Yeah,
I think it's there. You see it.
How important? And of course, I think Andy Reid is underrated. I say people are like, "What are you talking about? He hasn't won a championship, right?" That's one of the first things that hang around, you know, Andy Reid's neck. I said, "Well, listen, he hadn't had a quarterback yet either. He's had good ones, right? Donovan McNabb was good. I'm a Syracuse guy. Love me some Donovan McNabb, right? Alex Smith played good football for the Chiefs. Not going to be there anymore, but he did very well. 5 winning seasons, 4 playoffs, 2 conference or division championships. Not the playoff success that everybody wanted. How important is it? How important was Brett Favre to that ring on your finger and having that guy that is not just good but is great?
Well, it's a combination of things. I think Andy would say it. I think Donovan would say it. I think Brett would say it. I think Joe Montana would say it, the guys I've been around, that being a great quarterback, which they were, that's what you have to have. You have to have that guy to get all the way. But that guy also needs direction, and he also needs discipline. As an example, with Brett, we had him when he was young, you know, and he grew, he developed, and I had my hands around his throat half the time, you know. But he developed into a wonderful Hall of Fame player. Early on in their careers, Elways, the Montanas, they weren't automatically wonderful players. They went through a growing period.
Sure.
And so that coach, and I think Andy's one of those guys, that relates to the quarterback and gets the most out of that player. Now, that's, you got to have other factors, parts of that team, as you well know, to make it to the Super Bowl. But Andy, he's in my opinion, he's one of the best in football now.
There's a great book called Gunslinger, at least for a fan to read, about Brett Favre and his, how he came up. Brad Childress is coaching him with the Vikings. There was talk about how they would kind of spar at each other even towards the end of Brett Favre's career. We've heard that about Patrick Mahomes. That's the label they put around him, as Gunslinger. Is that scary? Would you rather have a guy that you got to push or a guy that you got to pull back, which is what the label was on Brett Favre and seems to be what they say about Patrick Mahomes?
Well, I always think you could, as long as the guy had the skill level you needed,
right,
you could deal with, you could train, that's part of coaching, of getting that player to be a little less of a gunslinger. I'll tell you one thing. Brett and I, after one season, we were 9-7. And we started out 9-7, but yep, we went to the playoffs, it was 9-7. We have a season-ending exit interview, and I said, I want you to work on these things and think about these things before next year. One, we're going to eliminate this play and these interceptions and these kind of wild plays. He goes, Mike, he goes, that's how I play. That's my game. And I said, okay. Now we're 9-7. We've been to 9-7. Do you want to stay 9-7? Or do you want to get to the Super Bowl? And he goes, well, I want to get to the Super Bowl. That's, you know, it was a loaded question.
Sure.
And so I said, okay, if you want to get there, then you got to work with me on this and do these things. And to Brett's credit, and he was the gunslinger of all gunslingers.
That's right.
He did that. He did that. He disciplined himself and became, in my opinion, and along with maturity, a better quarterback, and got us to the Super Bowl, and then he went on to have a great career. So you can, if you got the guy who's talented enough physically, I think you can change some of that wildness.
Mike Holmgren's with us here in the program. A couple points here, and I know you got to run. First of all, Pat Mahomes, what should Chiefs fans expect year one with him? What would be the advice you'd give the Chiefs fans that are getting ready to watch him take control?
I would just say be a little patient.
Okay.
Be a little patient. You know, in Seattle, we dealt with it with Russell Wilson, because he plays the game. It's kind of a fun, wild game to watch. But they had success early. I don't know Patrick that well, but if he has that type of skill level, I just have tremendous faith in that coaching staff.
Right.
I think Andy will get the most out of him. He will control things, I think, and bring him along the way a young quarterback should be brought along. So while I would have patience as a Chiefs fan, I think they're going to be pleasantly surprised.
Okay. Time for our Kansas Lottery Final Four. Four quickies, one word. That's all I need from you. You ready? Here we go. Pats or Eagles, who wins?
Eagles.
Eagles, okay. I like that. I kind of like the Eagles, too. More TDs the next 4 years, Alex Smith or Patrick Mahomes?
Next 4 years?
Yep.
Patrick Mahomes.
Love that. More responsible for the Patriots' success, Tom Brady or Bill Belichick?
That's a tie. The quarterback needs the coach. The coach needs the quarterback.
Okay. I couldn't twist your arm and force you to pick one?
No.
Okay. And finally, will Andy Reid coach in a Super Bowl again?
Yeah, I believe he will.
Awesome. Hey, Coach Holmgren, thanks so much for the time. Looking forward to your call of the game here on 810. Enjoy the Super Bowl. Hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to you soon.
Thank you.